שלום אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם.
We are reading from Zohar לעם. פרשת ויחי. Starting from paragraph 578. Can ask questions at kav.co.il.
And let's make an effort to be together because only through that we can draw the light that reforms called Torah, then we will reveal the right connection between us and the upper force.
Paragraph 578. Bow down was said about the exile in Babylon. Crouch was said about the exile in Edom. As a lion means that he is strong, and as a young lion means he is stronger than a lion. Similarly, Israel are strong. People of the world, the idol worshippers, entice and pressure them, but they maintain their law and their customs as a lion and a young lion. 579. Divinity too is like that. Although it is written, she has fallen, she will not rise again, the Virgin Israel. She is as strong and is falling as a lion and a young lion. As lions and young lions do not fall unless to take down prey and to govern, since it smells like its prey from afar and from the time it smells. It falls to crouching to the ground to forcefully leap onto its prey. It does not rise until it leaps on its prey and eats it. Similarly, divinity falls only as a lion and as a young lion to avenge the idol-worshipping nations and to leap onto them, as it is written, moving in the greatness of his strength. 580. He crouches, he lies down as a lion, and as a young lion, who dares raise him? He will not rise to take small revenge against them. Rather, who will raise him means who, as in who will heal you. The upper world, Bina, is called who, in which there is the governance to attack everything. And it is written, out of whose stomach came forth the ice. Through that deen, called ice, he subdues all the klipot. 581. The scepter shall not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes. Shiloh is written with a hey, and in the rest of the places, Shiloh is written with a vav, indicating the holy name, Ko, Yudhei. This is so because in another place it is written Shiloh without a hey, and in another place Shiloh without a yod. And here, Shiloh is with a yod and a hey, which is the high and holy name. Divinity will rise from her fall in exile in this name, Ko, which is me, since Ko is the name of Bina, who is called me as well. He ties his fowl to the vine. 582. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. Since he said, the Lord will protect you from all evil, why was it also said, he will keep your soul? The Lord will keep you from all evil in this world and will keep your soul in the world of truth. 583. The keeping in this world is that a person should keep from several bad kinds, slanderers, which go to slander people in the world and cling to them. The keeping in the world of truth is that if a person who passes away from this world is rewarded, his soul rises and is crowned in her place. If he is not rewarded, several camps of saboteurs come to him to pull him to hell and give him into the hands of Duma, and through him he is given into the appointee over hell. There are 130,000 appointees with him, and they all come over the souls of the wicked. 584. There are seven rooms and seven openings in hell. The soul of the wicked enters, and several sabotaging angels, spirits, keep the gates, and there is an appointee over them, one in each gate. The souls of the wicked are handed over to those appointees by Duma. When they are handed over to them, they close the gates of blazing fire.
והשערים פתוחים וסגורים כולם.
585. These are gates after gates, doubled, and the gates are all open and closed. The ones on the outside are open, and the ones on the inside are closed. Each Sabbath, they are open, and the wicked come out up to the gates on the outside, where they meet other souls who are detained there in the doors on the outside and do not enter hell. the end of the Sabbath, the herald comes out in each door and says, let the wicked return to the netherworld. The Creator keeps the souls of the righteous from being given into the hands of Duma, the appointee, as it is written, the Lord will guard your going out and your coming in, and as it is written, he will keep your soul. 586. He ties his fowl to the vine. The vine is the assembly of Israel, Nukva. As it is written, your wife shall be as fruitful vine. Your wife is as thy holy vine, upper Nukva, a vine on which we bless. Maker of the fruit of the vine. Maker, as it is written, a fruit-bearing tree. The vine is a fruit-bearing tree. Fruit-bearing means a male, the Zeranpin. Fruit tree is the Nukva de Zeranpin. For this reason, maker of the fruit of the vine is male and female together, Zon. 587. The vine is the Messiah king, who is destined to rule over all the armies of the nations and all the armies of the appointees of the idol-worshipping nations, whose fort shall grow stronger, but the Messiah king will overcome them. 588. This vine, the Nukva, governs all the lower Ktarim, by which they govern all the idol-worshipping nations, and it is Netzav. Above, Israel are called choice vine, as it is written, and his donkeys colt to the choice vine. They will destroy and defeat other armies below, but the Messiah king will prevail over all of them, as it is written, behold, your king is coming to you. He is poor and mounted on a donkey and on a foal of a donkey. Foal and donkey are two ketelim that the idol-worshipping nations govern. They are from the left side, secular, and the Messiah king overcomes them. 589. The Messiah king will be called poor because he has nothing of his own. For he is the Nukva de Zeranpin, and she is called the Messiah King. However, this is the holy moon above Nukva de Zeranpin, who has no light of her own, except what she receives from the sun Zeranpin. This is why she is considered poor. 590. The Messiah King, the Nukva, will reign in his dominion, will unite in his place above, and then, as it is written, your king shall come to you precisely, king, since he contains the Nukva above and the Messiah king below. If below, he is poor, the moon, the upper Nukva, since it is discerned as the moon, which is the upper Nukva. Since the Messiah king below extends from the Nukva and is therefore called poor, like her. And if above, which is the Nukva herself, she is poor, since she is a mirror that does not shine by itself, but from Zeranpin. For this reason, she is called bread of affliction. Yet the Messiah is riding on a donkey and a foal, the stronghold of the idol-worshipping nations, to subdue them under him. And the Creator, the Nukva, will strengthen in his place above, for the words, your king shall come to you, contain them both. 591. He washed his garments in wine and his robes in the blood of grapes. Who is this who comes from Edom with garments of glowing colors from Bezora? It is written, I have trodden the wine trough alone. Washing in wine is the site of Gvura de Zeranpin, the Harshti. Since it is over the idol-worshipping nations, his robes in the blood of grapes is the lower tree, Nukva, a courthouse, which is called grapes. The wine is given in the blood of grapes to clothe in both of them in the harsh deen of Zeranpin, and in the deen of Nukva to break all the idol-worshipping nations and kings in the world under him. The illumination of the left is called wine. It extends in a measure of holiness, meaning only from below upwards. It is wine that delights God and people. If he extends more than a measure, it is from above downwards. 2. Then it becomes an intoxicating wine, and harsh deen appears in it, which consumes and destroys those who extend it. There are two discernments in it. From the left side of Zeranpin, it is harsh deen. From the left side of Nukva, it is soft deen. When the righteous see the harsh deen from the side of Zeranpin and from the side of the Nukva, which is done in the wicked who extend it as intoxicating wine, they strengthen in their work, This is regarded as washing their clothes and cleaning them from any hint of sin. The words, he washed his garments in wine, means that he washes his clothes through the harshdim, which is done in the idol-worshipping nations. This wine is the sign of Kvod HaZeranpin, a harshdim, since it is male. And his robe in the blood of grapes is the lower tree, the Nukva, a courthouse that is called grapes. The left side of Nukva, which is a softy. The wine of Zeranpin is given in the blood of grapes of the Nukva, so their two kinds of dinim will join. At that time, all the idol worshipping nations and the kings of the world that extend this intoxicating wine break. 592. How obtuse are people who do not know and do not notice the glory of their master? You do not consider words of Torah and do not know their ways, by which they are caught, as it is written, the way of the wicked is like darkness, they do not know over what they stumble. 593. Initially there was prophecy among men. They knew and beheld to know the glory of the Upper One, when prophecy had ceased in them. They used an echo. Now prophecy as well as the echo has stopped and people use only dreams. 594. The dream, the lowest degree, is on the outside, since the dream is one part out of 60 of prophecy, for it comes from the sixth degree below. This is so because it comes from Hod de Nukva, the sixth degree to Nehi de Zeranpin, from which prophecy arrives. The dream is seen to all because the dream is from the left side, from Hod de Nukva, and descends many degrees through Angel Gabriel, from whom the dream is received. Also, the dream is seen even by wicked and even by idol worshippers. 595. Sometimes these kinds of evil angels receive the dream and hear and notify people. Some of them mock people and give them false knowledge, and sometimes words of truth that they hear. And sometimes they are emissaries of the wicked and inform them of high matters. 596. It is written, and the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches. This wicked one saw a true dream, for it is written, and in the vine were three branches. A vine is the assembly of Israel, the Nukva. As it is written, look from heaven and see, and visit this vine. From heaven, since she was thrown from that place, as it is written, he has cast the earth from heaven. And visit this vine. Vine. This is the Nukva. This is why he says vine, the name of the Nukva, like this. 597. And in the vine were three branches, and as it was budding, its blossoms shot forth. Three branches are there, as it's written, three flocks of sheep were lying there beside it, three lines. And she blossoms, as it is written, and Solomon's wisdom excelled, meaning that the moon, Nukva, illuminated. It was budding refers to Jerusalem below, the Nukva. It was budding means above, the same degree that stands on the Nukva and nurses it, Yesod. As it is written, whose seed is on the earth, meaning Yesod, which gives to the Nukva earth. Its clusters produced ripe grapes to keep the kept wine in them, so no klipa in the world would have a grip on it. 598. How much did this wicked one see? It is written, and Pharaoh's cup was in my hand. And I took the grapes and squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup. Here he saw the cup of poison, the suction of the courthouse that was coming out of those grapes, which were given to Pharaoh, and he drank them. As it was in Israel's exodus from Egypt, when Joseph heard it, he rejoiced and knew the word of truth in this dream. This is why he resolved the dream for him favorably, since by that he announced Joseph. 599. He ties his foal to the vine, since all the mighty ones of the idol-worshipping nations surrendered under this vine, for by the power of this vine, the Nukva, their power was tied and yielded. 600. There is a vine and there is a vine. There is a high and a holy vine. the Nukva, and there is the vine of Sodom, an evil klipa. And there is also a foreign vine, the daughter of a strange god. This is why it writes this vine, implying that it is the Nukva, who is called this, the one who is called entirely a seed of truth. As it is written, yet I planted you a choice vine, entirely a seed of truth. The choice vine are Israel, who came out of this vine. When Israel sinned and left this vine, it is written, for their vine is of the vine of Sodom. 601. It is written, she is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. The sentence of the wicked in hell is 12 months, half in the heat of a blazing fire and half in snow. 602. When they walk into the fire, they say, this must be hell. When they walk into the snow, they say, this is the great chill of the Creator's winter. In the beginning, they say, hooray, since they are glad that they were rid of the hell. But later, when they realize that it was a hell of snow, they say, woe. David said, he brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and he said, he set my feet upon a rock. From the place where hooray is said first and woe next, the miry has the letters vav hey, vav yod in Hebrew. Vav hey means hooray, and vav yod means woe. 603. When their souls are complimented in the hell of snow, as it is written, when the Almighty scattered the kings there, it was snowing in Zalmon. They can think that Israel too are sentenced in snow. It is written about that. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, since all her household are clothed with scarlet. Do not call it scarlet with a sheen, with kamatz. But shnaim, too, with a shin, with a shva, an open nun, and a yod with hilik. In other words, circumcision and exposing, tzitzit and tefillin, mezuzah and a Hanukkah candle. Thus, the quick to perform the mitzvot have twofold mitzvot, since in the circumcision they have circumcision and exposing. In the prayer they have tzitzit and tefillin. And in their doorposts, they have the mitzvot of mezuzah and Chanukah candle. 604. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, is the assembly of Israel. All her household are clothed with scarlet, is a clothing of Palestine, to avenge the idol-worshipping nations. The Creator is destined to wear a red garment and a red sword, and to avenge Edom, the south. The red garment is, as it is written, garments of glowing colors. A red sword is, as it is written, the sword of the Lord is filled with blood. To avenge Edom, as it is written, for the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah. We should also interpret, for all her household are clothed with scarlet, since the Nukva comes from Harshdin, hence she does not fear snow, since snow is male dinim, and dinim the Nukva are opposite from the male dinim, and cancel it out. 605. All her household are clothed with scarlet. Scarlet are early years, the seven Svirot Chagat Nehim, since she comprises all of them and sucks from all the sides. As it is written, all the rivers go to the sea. This is why she does not fear the Dinim, which are snow. 606. While they were walking, they met a child who was walking to Kaputkia behind a donkey, and an old man was riding it. The old man said to the child, son, tell me your verses. The child told him, I have many verses, not one, but either you come down or I will ride with you before you and will tell you. The old man replied, I am old and you are a child. I do not wish to equal myself to you. The child told him, then why did you ask me for verses? He told him, so we would walk together on the way. The child said, damned be that old man who is riding and knows nothing, and says that he does not wish to equalize with me. He parted from that old man and walked on his way. 607. The child approached them. They asked him, and he told them the story. You did well. Walk with us, and we will sit here and hear a word from you. He told them, I am tired, for I have not eaten today. They took out bread and gave to him. A miracle happened to them, and they found a little stream under a tree. He drank from them, they drank, and sat.
Are there any questions? Can you connect the hope for connection on the material we read? Because we read about changes in the nukva, the female, Zeranpin, that we all belong to her. To integrate with the female, the nukva, and force her to connect. This is our work. Let's continue. For now, we only need to think about the abstract connection with no different pictures. Only an abstract connection that the upper light will bestow upon. It will build within us Tairag, the 613 mitzvot, and in each and every degree, this is how it will be.
Do not fret because of evildoers. 608. That child started and said to David, "Do not fret because of evildoers." It writes to David, "If this is a psalm, why is it not saying a psalm of David? And if it is a prayer, why is it not saying a prayer of David? Indeed, wherever it writes only David, the Holy Spirit said it." 609. Do not fret because of the evildoers. Should it not have said, "Do not bond with evildoers"? Rather, do not create quarrel among evildoers because you do not know your own foundation, the incarnation of your own soul, and perhaps you will not be able to withstand it if it is a tree that is never uprooted, meaning a soul that never reincarnates, which is very strong, and then you will be repelled before it. 610. And be not envious toward wrongdoers. Do not look at their actions, and you will not come to envy them. This is so because anyone who sees their actions and does not envy the glory of the Creator breaches the three prohibitions. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any image, and you shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. 611. For this reason, one must be rid of them and move away from them. This is why I parted and turned my way from him. Henceforth, now that I have found you, I will say these verses before you. And he said, and he called unto Moses, in the word called, there is a small aleph, indicating that this calling was incomplete because it was only in the tabernacle, which is not a permanent place, and in another land, as there is wholeness only in the land of Israel. A small aleph. 612. He also said that in calling to Moses, the small aleph is divinity. And in the words, Adam, Seth, Enosh, Adam is with the big aleph, indicating the completeness of male and female together. When a small aleph is written, it implies the nukva, only divinity. Also, and he called unto Moses, and spoke unto him out of the tent of meeting, saying, the tent of meeting is the nukva. Thus the speaking was only from the nukva. This is why it is written with a small aleph, since small letters indicate nukva, regular ones, the anpin, and bigger ones, ima, or the wholeness of male and female together, which is only through ima. 613. Also, it is like a king who sat on his throne with his crown on him. He is called the High King. And when he comes down and goes to his servant's house, he is called a small king. So is the Creator, as long as he is above everything. He is called a High King. When he lowers his abode below to the tabernacle, he is a king. But he is no longer as superior as before. This is why it is written with a small aleph. 614. And he called, means that he called him and summoned him to his palace from the tent of meeting. The tent of meeting is a tent on which the counting of the seasons, the holidays, and the Sabbath depend. As it is written, and let them be for signs and for seasons. It is in the calculation of the counting. Also, she is the moon, the nukva, and all the changes from regular days. Seasons, holidays, and Sabbaths come from changes in the stature of her mochin. The nukva is called a tent. 615. Saying means revealing what was hidden inside. Wherever it writes saying, it means that permission has been given to reveal. However, the disclosure is given into the hands of the moon, the nukva, from the place where Moses Zeranpin stands. 616. And the Lord spoke, is above Bina, to Moses, is in the middle of Zeranpin. Since Bina imparts to Zeranpin, and saying is the last one, the Nukva, who receives from Zeranpin the place where there is permission to reveal the revealed world, since the Chokhmah appears only in her and not in the Sphira above her. Hence the word saying relates to her and implies revealing what was hidden inside, revealing what is hidden above her, which is considered internality with respect to the Nukva. It is written, and they brought the tabernacle to Moses. To Moses, since Moses saw it in the mountain, since the Creator showed him the vision, as it is written, as it was shown to you in the mountain, it is also written, according to the vision that the Lord had shown Moses. Hence now they brought him the tabernacle to see if it is like that other tabernacle that he saw. 617. However, why? And they brought the tabernacle to Moses. Why did Moses not go to the tabernacle? It is similar to a king who wished to build a palace for the queen. He commanded the craftsmen, this palace in this place, that palace is in that place. A place for the bed and a place for the rest. Once the craftsmen made it, they showed it to the king. Similarly, and they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the master of the house, the man of God. This is why Moses did not go to the tabernacle, but they brought the tabernacle to him. When the palace was completed, the queen invited the king to the palace, meaning she invited her husband, the king, to be with her. This is why, and he called unto Moses, is with a small aleph, the nukva, since she called unto Moses, Zeranpin, her husband, to be with her. 618. And because Moses, the master of the house, Zeranpin, is the queen's husband, it is written, and Moses used to take the tent, nukva, and pitch it outside the camp, which no person is permitted to do. 619. And the Lord spoke, is another degree, a high one, Bina, since, and he called, is the nukva. Unto Moses is Tiferet, and the Lord spoke, is Bina. Then, when Moses was summoned to come into nukva, Bina started and said, when any man of you brings an offering, since Bina is the one who speaks, what is man? Here, it would have been enough to say, when one of you makes an offering, or one who makes an offering. However, when the sun and the moon conjoined, meaning tomb, Bina started and said to them, man. And then both of them were called man, in singular form. As it is written, the sun and the moon stood. It does not say stood in plural form in Hebrew, since the text speaks of a time when they are in a zivuk. 620. When any man of you brings an offering unto the Lord, anyone who performs the work of making a complete offering will be a male and a female, meaning he will be married to a wife. This is the meaning of the words, a few, that it will be in your vision. In other words, Bina said to Tum, which is Moses, who is called a man, brings an offering, means who will be an offering from among you, a male and a female, like you. An offering means uniting as one above and below. This is why he first says, an offering to the Lord, unifying from below upwards, and then he says, your offering, unifying from above downwards. 621. You shall bring your offering of the cattle of the herd and of the flock of the cattle. It is to show the unification of man and cattle. The offering to the Lord is man, the unification from below upwards, and from him it extends below, which is your offering of the cattle. These two unifications shine together, of the herd and of the flock, are the pure milkavot. When he says of the cattle, one might think this means any beast, pure or impure, Hence he repeats and says, of the herd and of the flock. 622. You shall make your offering. Should he not have said his offering? However, first there must be an offering to the Lord, and then your offering. An offering to the Lord is the unification called man, when nukva must be raised for zivug from chazed dezeranpin, and above, which is called adam, your offering of the cattle, of the herd, and of the flock, is to extend the illumination of the zivug from the chazeh and above to the lower ones, from the chazeh down, to show the unification from below upwards and from above downwards. From below upwards it is an offering to the Lord, and from above downwards it is your offering. 623. It is like a king who sits on the top of a very high mountain, and the throne is set up on that mountain. The king who sits on the throne is superior to all. A man who offers a gift to the king should bring it up degree by degree until he raises it from below upwards to the place where the king sits, above everything. And then it becomes known that the gift is being raised for the king, and that gift is the king's. When a gift descends from above downwards, it is known that the gift of the king descends from above to the king's loved one below. 624. Similarly, in the beginning, a person ascends in his degrees from below upwards, and then he is called an offering to the Lord, of the cattle, of the herd. He descends in his degrees from above downwards, and then he is called your offering. This is why it is written, I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Meaning man in an offering to the Lord, since the Creator says, I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, friends, is of the cattle of the herd and of the flock, and then make your offering.
I don't know what to add. Yes.
He spoke how man needs to awaken the dawn.
To awaken the dawn, or the darkness, meaning to awaken the deficiency before he receives it forcefully from above. One needs to search how he can add, and to add is only with efforts, and efforts is only in the direction of connection.
Isn't it what happens when we're reading now Zohar, and it's not known? Because the connection is not known. Well, everything about connection isn't known. It's like darkness.
No, we were given this world. We were given this reality that we can imagine what is connection. It is not a spiritual connection, but we have a preparation for it. Everyone knows what is connection.
We know what connection is in this world. When we are together, when we're working together, when we're working on it, the connection.
Exactly, and they explain to us, if we work in the advice of Kabbalists, in the circle, everyone annuls himself to the others, and so on, and then we will invite the light that reforms, and it will bring this connection to us. We ourselves are unable, but we have all the different components to make it happen.
Okay, so we're sitting right now and we don't really know what the spiritual connection is. Is that our darkness that we're awakening? Is that the desire? I want to know. I want to...
No, if you want to know, that's nothing. If you want to connect, this is the darkness. Darkness is a deficiency towards this goal that you need to attain towards this action you need to perform.
So my desire that I want to enter that connection, is it?
You only want to enter connection, that's it, nothing else. Not to attainment, not understanding, no feelings, nothing. Just to attain, revealing this right connection between me and the friends, that it will be adequate and suitable for revelation of the Creator to bring him contentment. Say this sentence always in completion.
And the Zohar is like light.
A force.
It's like a force that takes our desire and puts it into action.
Yes, that needs to connect between us and bring the connection between us to a state that we are in one man and one heart. And then it will be called an embryo. There was another question there, right? No? Okay. Yes, Dudi.
What is our hope for connection? Sometimes you hear the Zohar and it kind of silences you. You don't know how to act. You're kind of empty.
Zohar flows like water. In a small river that flows from the mountain to a valley. You can imagine this. You can picture this. And these waters, they flow in order to bring us the force of chasadim, mercy, the force of water. Through this force of water, we are able to come closer to one another. And then we can see what's still missing for us to connect. We need to expect this connection. As opposed to the sin of the first Adam, this is only what we need. Returning for correction. Please.
He
ties his soul to the vine. 626. The child started and said, he ties his foal to the vine and his donkey's colt to the choice vine. It is written, he ties his foal. Should it not have said, he ties a foal? However, beginning students should beware of the arrow of the klipah of a foal and the holy name is included there to subdue it, meaning the yod of I have tied and the hay of his foal. 627. As the holy name is implied here, it is implied in the words, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine. Should it not have said the ben to the sorek? As it is written, yet I have planted you a choice vine. Without the hay. Ben means a donkey's colt without the yod. Why does he say soreka and why b'nei? 628. Indeed, as there's the holy name to subdue the klipa of a foal, there's also the holy name to subdue the force of the klipa, the donkey, the mare, which is the yod of the b'nei and the hay of the soreka. Where it is not for the holy name that it is implied here, those two klipot would have destroyed the world. Hence, Ko was given in this power, and Ko is given in that hour to keep the world from them and to keep man, so they will not overtake the world. 629. The vine is the assembly of Israel. It is called a vine, because as a vine does not take any other planting on itself, the assembly of Israel takes only the Creator on herself. And because of the assembly of Israel, all the other horses, donkey, colt, and donkey, surrender before her and cannot harm and rule over the world. Hence, the writing cast the holy name, Ko, between them in the donkey colt and in the donkey. In the donkey colt, the Ko is written, his foal. He ties his foal to the vine, and in the donkey it writes, Ko, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine. His donkey called, for he was uprooted for this choice vine, which is the assembly of Israel. He's not saying, here, he ties his donkey's colt to the choice vine. As it is written, he ties his foal to the vine. It was written that his donkey's colt was completely uprooted by the choice vine, and not just tied, as with the vine. This is so because tying is only for surrendering, while here the klipa was completely uprooted. 630. He washed his garments in wine and his robes in the blood of grapes. It should have said, the world was created. This is the Messiah King, the Nukva, where through the deen that it is done to the wicked, they extend illumination of the left from above downwards. She would wash her clothing, which is the righteous who clothe the Nukva, who see the dinim and improve their deeds. It has been so since the day the world was created. This is why he says washed in past tense, and wine means left. What is Ranpin? And in the blood of grapes means bottom left, the left of the Nukva. Through those two Gvurot of Zeranpin and of the Nukva, she washes her clothes. The Messiah King, Nukva, is destined to rule above, over all the other forces of the idol-worshipping nations, and to break their fort from above and from below. 631. He washed his garments in wine, like wine that indicates joy. As it is written, wine that delights God and people, and it is all din. So is the Messiah King, the Nukva, who shows Israel joy, meaning that they extend it by the measure of Kedusha, and it is all din to the idol-worshipping nations, who extend more than the measure. It is written, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the water. This is the Spirit of the Messiah King, which hovers to and fro, the Din and Rachamim, and since the day the world was created, he washes his garments in the upper wine. 623. Subsequently, it writes, his eyes are red from wine and his teeth white from milk. Eyes are red from wine refers to the upper wine, the illumination of the left from Bina. When the Torah Nukva intoxicates, meaning gives dinim to those who extend it from above downwards, she drinks from it. This is why Bina is considered to have dinim, awakening from her. Teeth white from milk is the written Torah, Zeranpin, which receives chasadim, milk, since the Torah is called wine and milk. The written Torah, Zeranpin, is milk, and the oral Torah, Nukva, is wine. Wine is received from Bina, milk is received from Abba. 633. It is written, and wine which makes man's heart glad, to make a face glisten with oil, from a place called oil, Abba. The beginning of the wine is gladness, the place from which all joys emerge, Bina. Its end is that it is spread to the Nukva, Din, since its end is the place of the gathering of all the Sfirot, the Nukva, for which he is called the Assembly of Israel, the place of the gathering of Zeranpin, Din, and the world is judged in it. The Din in the Nukva is the reason for all the Sfirot, the Zeranpin, to gather in her, since because of that she is thirsty for Chasadim. Hence, since the beginning of the wine is gladness, and its end is deen, hence, to make a face glisten with oil, from the place from which all the joys emerge, to extend the joy in wine, as it was in Bina, she extends chasadim from Abba, who is called oil. By that, all the dinim in her are cancelled, and she obtains gal, which are called panim, as it is written, to make a face glisten with oil. 634. And bread will sustain man's heart. The bread that he says here is bread that nourishes the world, chasadim, that extend from chagat de zeranpin. If you say that the sustenance of the world depends on this alone, it is not so. For wine is needed too, meaning illumination of chokhmah, because there is no night without a day. But day zeranpin and night nukva must be conjoined. Hence, there is a need for bread from Zeranpin and for wine from Nukva, for both of them together nourish the world. There is no need to separate them and extend only bread from Zeranpin without the Nukva. One who separates them will part from life. As it is written, to make you know that man does not live by bread alone, for they must not be separated. 635. However, David said, and bread will sustain man's heart. There's an added vav in the bread, as in and the Lord. The added vav multiplies the nukva, since wherever it writes, and the Lord, it means he and his courthouse, the nukva. Here too, the vav in the word and bread multiplies the nukva, hence everything is together in a zivug. 636. He who blesses for the food will not bless on any empty table. The bread, abundance from Zeranpin, right, must be on the table, which is the Nukva, left. A cup of wine, the abundance of Nukva, is on the right, which indicates Zeranpin. They connect the left with the right, so they will be included together, and the bread, right, will be blessed by them from the Zifug with the left, and will connect them, making all one tie, properly blessing the holy name, bread, which is right from Zeranpin, was tied to the wine from the left, from Nukva. And wine from the left will tie to the right, in the right hand, indicating Zeranpin. By that, Chochmah is mingled with Chasadim, and Chasadim with Chochmah, and then there are blessings in the world, and the table, the Nukva, is properly completed.
Are there any questions? Yes.
יש שאלות לגבי הטקסט, מושגים בטקסט, מאגילה מפלמביץ' ועזר מבקו, מאשקלון, וניקו מאיטליה שואל, אנו שומעים התייחסויות רבות לתורה ולתנך בעת קריאת ספר הזוהר, האם זה חשוב להיות משכיל בתורה ותנך?
It's important to be... have an understanding in the Torah, or we don't need to understand. Rav, what does it mean to know that now we will all begin to learn Mishnah, Talmud, Torah, and many, many more books? Let's say for now 100 books. What would that help if one would learn them? It's all written how to work for the Creator, how to treat the Creator, how to reveal Him. The Torah only speaks of this. And what would he understand from there? That is why we need to learn through the wisdom of Kabbalah and to make an effort to understand what is written in other books. Because only through the wisdom of Kabbalah, once you know what is written, and you can reveal this feeling of the story. Otherwise, it's impossible. That is why there's no point in just reading. Let's say you read the Torah not once. What you took from there? Nothing. All the world reads this. All the world just generates different stories and interpretations, endless interpretations. There is no point in reading just for the reading. You need to read and to perform the actions of connection between us. Yes. There's no more questions, so please.
Out of the eater, out came food. 640. From the eater, out came food, and from the strong, out came sweet. From the eater means of the righteous. As it is written, the righteous eats to satiate his soul. A righteous is Yesod. Food is the abundance from all the spirit of Zeranpin. To satiate his soul means to satiate that place which is called the soul of David, Nukva. From the eater, out came food. For without that righteous, no nourishments would come to the world, and the world, Nukva, would not be able to exist. And from the strong, out came sweet. Is Isaac who blessed Jacob, as it is written, of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth. 641. Although all the spirit are one, were it not for the harsh deen in the left of Zeranpin, no honey would come out, meaning abundance of illumination of the left in a Nukva, which is received from the left of Zeranpin. Honey is called the oral Torah, Nukva, of whom it is written, sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. Accordingly, from the strong is the written Torah. As it is written, the Lord will give strength to his people, referring to Zeranpin. Out came sweet is the oral Torah, the Nukva, in whom there is the honey. 642. The Creator is with those who follow the Torah, inherit it, they and their sons forever. As it is written, and I, this is my covenant. 643. Zebulun will dwell by the shore of the seas, and he is at the shore of the ships, and his flank shall be toward Tyre. It is written, gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and your majesty. Is it splendid and majestic to gird oneself with weapons and to be armed with them? After all, one who engages in Torah and fights the war of Torah and equips himself with that, this is the praise. 644. However, the Creator gave the sign of the covenant of holiness and inscribed it primarily in people, for them to keep it and not to blemish the inscription of the king. And one who blemishes it, the sword of the vengeance of the covenant stands against him, to avenge the vengeance of the covenant of holiness in which he was inscribed and which he blemished. 645. One who wishes to keep the covenant of holiness should arm himself and correct himself and place it before him so that the evil inclination will attack it. That sword that is on the thigh to avenge the one who blemishes the place called thigh. This is the meaning of gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one. Mighty One is one who defeats the evil inclination, your splendor and your majesty. 646. Gird your sword on your thigh, O Mighty One. One who sets out to the road should correct himself with a prayer to his master and arm himself with justice, Malchut, the high sword, with prayers and litanies before he sets out, as it is written, righteousness will go before him and will set out to the road. 647. Zebulun always went out to the roads, to Manula, and to ways, Niftacha. He fought wars and armed himself with the high sword, the Nukva, in the form of the Dinim, in her illumination of the left, with prayers and litanies before he set out to the road, and then he defeated the peoples and overcame them. But Judah was established in his sword to hold wars and corrections, since he is Malchut. So why is Zebulun? All 12 tribes are the correction of Malchut, and Zebulun too is considered Malchut.
Бауд Шавуа є кінець у Ніколатім Байліон. В Акліта і...
Next week we have a congress where we're being absorbed by the... And there's the part where we're connected to the mother through the placenta. How are we absorbed? How does it happen with life?
Let's say this is the pathway between the mother and the embryo. There are many pathways. We see the mother. Within the mother we have the womb, a very complicated system with many layers, many preparations, and afterwards we have a place that to that place the sperm needs to be absorbed in. And then there's a very special saliva, and then this sperm has a lot of actions that modern medicine doesn't understand. But this action of annulment needs to be more and more to bring the mother
to the desire to receive, which is much more different to the drop itself, the desire to receive, and then such work begin. And constantly Ima builds and builds in it how to bestow upon this drop of semen. This drop of semen need to nullify towards it. Yet this nullification isn't simple. It's a nullification that is selective, meaning each time towards new different discernments which Ima reveal, discover with respect to this drop, and accordingly the advancing.
That annulment seems to me the most difficult part. And once you told us how
the easiest that could be. You said how Rabash managed to nullify before Abba. It's very difficult for a son to nullify. I never knew it. And it's difficult. Seemingly something that is not natural to nullify. Alright, say Rav, and so how to do it? Now we need to, Rav, as with respect to the friends, what about the friends, what's in them? Because you, imagining that behind each and every friend stand the Creator, and only with respect to your desire to receive this such image or character, false one, called Chaver, a friend, then you need to nullify before him as you do before the Creator. Same he had with Abba. However, it was really difficult with it. But it's like he's standing like a wall. You don't see it. You need to nullify before something huge. And Rav, sir, you have friends, you have a prayer, you have the Torah, all your support, and go ahead. Vlad, and that's what we need to do, all of us together, in a week time, right? All of us, it's an action that we all do together. Rav, absorbed into the superior, meaning you absorbed into the friends. The superior is abstract. It doesn't exist. You need to depict it. You need to give it the ability to exist before you. Vlad, so here it's all between us. Rav, sure. Both start and ends, all between human beings. Right? Because although in our formulas we write the lights, light of Chochmah, light of Chasadim, etc., that it passes between the vessels, we mention them through the letters, meaning the vessels. Because we don't perceive the light as light. I perceive it as a vessel, because something activates my desire, change it, sustain it, above it, all kind of such discernments. I have no other way of knowing the light. Vlad, so what is the, what are we adding here, Rav? Well, so it happens in our world. How do I check? I'm checking, well, now I can lift 20 kilos. That's in that I'm measuring that I'm strong. What does 20 kilo has to do with my strength? Right? So, you see, there is a phenomenon that can hint, can give me a clue about what I have within. We have no other ways, other manner, say Rav. Vlad, well, what can give us that hint that we have that force of nullification? What can tell us that we succeed, that we're in the right direction? Rav, the friends, to the extent that I nullify myself before them. Then it means that I'm willing to be Ubar. If I'm willing to nullify myself before the friends, to do all that they want, no limitation, everything they want in their favor, for their spiritual favor, to their spiritual benefit, then I'm willing to do. Then this means I'm ready for Ibur, conception.
If we can succeed to do this next week, how will it change our lives?
First of all, we will not succeed if the Creator won't do it. That's the first thing. So he has to do it. That's first. Second, should we succeed, where will be? Should we succeed, you will discover that your life is full of meaning, essence, that it has importance, that it is worthwhile living because you're opening to yourself certain infinite existence. By that you are changing your perception of reality, that reality is infinite, that is unlimited, with no life nor death. There's only one value to it, being bestowed. That's all, etc. This is a very big change.
Shia,
maybe. All right.
We're
absorbed by the friends, by the creator, by everyone. It's all the same?
Yes. Absorbed in the quality of bestow.
What does it mean to do everything that the friends want?
Everything that can benefit us, benefit the connection between us, in order to give the upper light, to bestow, to enter us, to give us the quality of, general quality of bestow, called the beginning of the Ubar. This is what I need to do. Well, the friends aren't demanding anything of me but that. I'm discovering that the friends are not friends, they are my qualities. That the Creator takes some of my qualities beside the eye and play with them towards me. Later on, another part, another part, another part, accordingly, sectors, partially, take part of them and constantly giving me, by doing so, give me the ability to be more flexible, to discover the forms of bestowal, of attitude of bestowal towards them, nullification.
And if we want to play the next degree, like you just mentioned, what I need to look for?
I'm acting towards him, that I'm an ubar, embryon, that I'm nullified, that I'm willing to do anything that, anything he would like me to do, whatever is good for him. To serve them only with respect to our general degree of Ibu. Ibu's conception. This is... truly, whatever they want. Whatever they want. Tell me what you want and I'll run for you. I'll run to get it for you. All right? That's it. Everyone's ready for the Congress. Oh, yes. I didn't see. Where is the Amnon?
The quality of bestowal isn't even understood to me. But it's not found within me. How and if through the reading of the Zohar and mingling with it will I get the feeling of bestowal?
We don't know. Bestowal, we aren't familiar with it. We think we're already in it. When the upper light comes and give me the quality of bestowal for the first time, I then understand that it's nothing like what I thought before. Not bestowal, not even reception, not the attitude, nothing known to us as it will be then revealed or disclosed. Hence we have to do all the actions for it to happen. And from there on, we will have a different manner by which to understand the Torah.
It's not that I'll have the quality of bestowal, it's that I'll maybe feel something?
No, there's no such thing. You would have the quality of bestowal from which you will start feeling reality, or by which?
Is it possible to describe this? You know, some kind of hint?
Then you will have a description. Only then. Well, should we continue?
Mm-hmm. Two corrections of the females. 648. Solomon said two corrections of the Nukvas in the Song of Songs. One for the upper shepherd, Yuvel, Bina, and one for the bride, the year Shemitah, the Nukva. One correction above in Bina, and one correction below in Nukva. The act of creation, too, is in these two places. For in each there was one Asiya above in Bina, and one in Asiya below in Nukva. This is the reason why the Torah begins with the letter Bet, which implies to these two females. Asiya below is completely similar to Asiya above. Abba made the upper world, Bina, and Zeranpin made the lower world, the Nukva. The two corrections of the females that Solomon said are above and below in the upper correction of the holy name, Bina. And below in the correction of the holy, in the correction of the lower one, Nukva. Like the correction of the upper one in Bina, this means that he extended all the corrections that he made in the upper Nukva into the lower Nukva, by which he was complemented and became the lower Nukva, Malchut. Like the upper Nukva, Bina.
Constantly, we'll try each and every word, a bit more and a bit more and a bit more towards Chibur. Thus, every word, we will truly have an advancement towards it.
649. Happy is the holy Jacob, who was rewarded with it. Since the day the world was created, no bed was as whole as Jacob's bed. Nukva is a bed whose wholeness is to receive all the corrections in the upper Nukva. This is completed in the 12 tribes of Jacob, since in the 12th correction, the lower Nukva was made as whole as the upper Nukva. When he wanted to depart from the world, he was whole on all his sides. Abraham, Hesed, is on his right. Isaac, Gvurah, is on his left. He, Tiferet, is in the middle. Divinity was before him. The completion of the four legs up the upper throne for each of these, Hubtum, consists of three, and there are 12, with Bina atop them. When Jacob saw it, he called his sons and said, "Be gathered, so there will be correction above and below, for his 12 sons with a correction on the bottom Nukva, like Jacob's 12 for the upper Nukva. Thus, now the two thrones have been completed, the upper and the lower." 650. There are two corrections there, upper and lower, so that everything will be complete, so the Nukva will be as whole as Bina. The correction of the upper one is hidden and revealed because it is correction of Yovel, Bina, which Solomon said in Song of Songs, Nerosh Gal Dezeranpin, is hidden and was not revealed. Nor should it be revealed, since Rosh Dezeranpin was erected in Chabad. The arms and the body, Chagat, are the ones who were disclosed. The thighs, Nahi, are concealed and are not revealed, because the prophecy, the abundance of Nahi, is present only in the land of Israel, the Nukva. This means that their abundance appears in the Nukva, illumination of Chokhmah, which belongs to her and not to Zeranpin. And this correction is hidden and revealed. The upper correction of Bina is through the correction of the four legs of the throne, Hubtum, the Zeranpin, from the Chazeh and above, where each was divided into three lines, and there are 12. Why are only the four Sfirot, Hubtum, from Chazeh, the Zeranpin, and above counted? It is because Gar, Chabad, and Zeranpin are concealed, and Nehi from the Chazeh below are concealed as well, since all their illumination is Chokhmah, and she is not in Zeranpin, because only Chasadim illuminate in Zeranpin. For this reason, we calculate only Chagat Ne Zeranpin, along with the Malchut that is connected in them. This correction is hidden, meaning that there is no Chokhmah in it. However, it is still revealed, since the Chassidim extend from the pure air in Upper Abba Vima, who are more important than Chokhmah. 651. A correction after the lower one is the correction of the bride, Nukva, which Solomon said in the Song of Songs. It appeared more because here of illumination of Chokhmah is shining, meaning the correction in the 12 tribes below her, and the correction of her goof, the four Svirut, Chagnehi, in each of which are three ties, hence there are 12, and the Nukva, the Tiferet in them, is atop them.
No.
Rav, what do you think about Ibur?
What? depends on the bull. There is a prayer. What else is there? Because everything the upper one does.
I don't understand the question. Of course, the upper one does everything, but if the lower one obligating him, forces him, this is called raising man. The tachton, lower one, must obligate the elyon, upper one, so that he will obligate the lower one. This is how it is. In corrections, with regard to the corrections, we start. Obviously, the Creator starts behind the scenes as He awakens us. But once He awakens us, as we receive some awakening from somewhere, right, desire, etc., then we must begin to respond. And our response has to be then aimed, tuned to point to Him. And it cannot be of one person and cannot be in order to receive, rather in order to bestow. And in order to bestow, then I need to work towards the 10 and not towards myself. And even if I have one friend and not 10, that's much harder than towards 10. And I need to prepare the kli, the vessel. Thus, it turns out that it depends on me. It's not that all from above, yet with my preceding exertion. More? Okay, let's continue.
Corrects in 12 in two worlds. 652. And he made the sea. It stood on 12 oxen. This sea is established in 12 in two worlds. In upper world, Bina, and in the lower world, Nukva. In the 12 above, the appointed Mekavot, above Huktum, above Zechazed Ezrampim, each consists of three, hence they are 12, and Bina rides them from above. For this reason, Huktum are called Melkavot. In the 12 below, the 12 tribes, Hug, Nehi, the Netzach, the Nukva, each consists of three, hence they are 12, and the Nukva, the Tiferet in her, rides them. When Jacob saw the upper correction, Chagat, and saw divinity standing in front of him, Malchut, the four legs of the upper throne, he wished to complete the correction. He called his 12 sons and told them, "Be gathered, brace yourselves to complement the faith." Nukva, meaning they should correct themselves in the correction of the 12 of Nukva. And Nukva will be as complete as the Nukva above, Bina, and the correction will be complete. 653. Three turn to the north, three turn to the west, three turn to the south, and three turn to the east. And the sea is over them. 12 tribes are in four banners in four directions. The three tribes to each side in the four directions of the world. Three tribes to the right arm, Chesed, three tribes to the left arm, Kvura, three tribes to the right thigh, Netzach, and three tribes to the left thigh, Chod. The body of divinity, her Tiferet, is over them, as was written, and the sea is over them. 654. What is the reason that there are three tribes per arm and three tribes for all of them? As well, there are three ties in the left, in the right arm, in the lower body, three on the left arm, three on the right thigh, three on the left thigh, and there are 12 connected to the body as above. And there are 12 tribes, Hug, Nehi, of the Nukva, with three ties in each, hence there are 12. The body of the Nukva, her Tiferet, is connected with them from above. It is written, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said to them. Nukva, is called Res, since the count is completed with her, as it was written, and the sea is over them from above, referring to the Nukva. Thus, the 12 tribes are connected to the body of the Nukva atop them. 655. Agat Nehim, the Rosh of the Nukva, are the seven eyes of the congregation, as it is written, the seven eyes of the Lord, and since they are Mochin the Chokhma, they are called a nine. There are 70 Sanhedrin, as each of these Hagat Nehim consists of 10 Sefirot. Hence there are 70. The Searot that extend from the Shirosh are, as it is written, total of the numbered men of the camp of Judah, 186,400 by their armies. And it is, as it is written, the total of the numbered men of the camp of Reuben, and so on for all of them. All these numbers are considered Searot of the Nukva. 656. In Egypt, at the time when Jacob departed from the world, when wholeness was present at that time, where were all those numbered of the camps, the Searot of Nukva? If they were not there, Nukva would be lacking in her completeness, which are the Searot. There were certainly 70 souls when they came to Egypt, corresponding to the Mochin of the 70 Sanhedrin, and all those that they begot during the 17 years that Jacob lived in the land of Egypt were too numerous to count. As it is written, and the sons of Israel were fruitful and increased greatly, multiplied and became exceedingly mighty. They were considered the Searot of the Nukva, and they were present at the time of Jacob's departure from the world. For this reason, none of the wholeness was lacking. Happy is the complete Jacob, who was completed above and below. 658. The upper correction in Bina is all one. There was no separation in it, as in the correction of the lower one, in Nukva. It was written about the Nukva, and from there it parted and became four heads. This is so because there is separation in the Nukva, and even though there is separation in her, when observing the matters, it all comes out as one, since the separation in her too is corrected through the correction of the 12, and then she too is all one. But Bina, in whom there was never separation, does not require the correction of the 12 to correct her. 659. However, the correction of the upper one, the Yovel Bina, stands on 12 as well, like the lower one, the Nukva. And although he is one and there was never any separation in him, this one complements each side. The one in the Sefirot to the right side complements the left side, and the one in the Sefirot on the left side complements the right side. It follows that those upper Vak, Hagat Nehi and Bina, are 12. Since each of the Chagat Nehi lends of its lights to other and is mingled with the other's lights, hence they are 12, and the body of Bina is over them. The lending means that once the right, Hasadim, was complemented by the inclusion of the Chokhmah on the left, it returns its illumination to it and remains in the light of Hasadim. Also, the left returns the Chassadim to the right. Once it is complemented by them and remains in Chokhmah, it follows that their giving to each other is only a lending to be returned. This is why it stands on 12, and even Bina, since the six Sefirot Chagat Nehi in her are included in one another. There is Chagat Nehi on the right side and Chagat Nehi on the left side, and not due to the correction of the separation, as in the Nukva. The body is Jacob, Tiferet, and not Bina, which is Rosh, and not Guf. But how can it be that Bina, which is above the 12, is the Guf? In truth, the Rosh and Guf stand together, included in one another, as there is Tiferet in the Rosh and Bina too. 660. There are three ties in the right arm, which is Chesed, Chasadim, meaning that all three are chesed. Three ties in the left arm, gvura, gvurot, meaning three gvurot. Three ties in the right thigh, netzach, netzachim, meaning three netzachim. and three ties in the left thigh, chod, chodot. Thus, together they are 12, and the guf tiferet stands over them. Thus, 13. This is so because the Torah is elucidated in 13 qualities. 13 qualities of Chachamim that extend from the 13 corrections of Tikna de Arechanpi. And it is all one, for there is no separation there. They extend from above downwards in unification from the 13 corrections of Tikna de Arechanpi. From there to the 13 of Bina, from there to the 13 of Zahanpi, and up to the place that stands on a separation, the Nukva.
661.
Seven upper eyes are the seven Sfirot Chagat Nehim, the Mochin de Chochma. As it is written, the eyes of the Lord are wondering. There are males of Zeranpin, since it is the place of the male. When it writes, the eyes of the Lord are wondering. There are in corrections of divinity below, the place of the Nukva. The seven upper eyes, whether of the male or of the female, corresponds to the words. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness. This is Chesed and Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. Since all that is in the heaven and in the earth is Yisod. Yours is the kingdom, is Malchut, which complements each edge of the Vak Chagat Nehi. 662. The Searot in Zon are Gvurot. As it is written, who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord? Although the Searot are Gvurot, Chasidim still extend through them. They are innumerable, and is written about them, the mercies of the Lord have not ceased. These corrections rise to another place, to mochin that cannot be counted. And even though in the mochin, in the calculation, which are the seven eyes of the Creator, more was said about it. It rose in weight, meaning in the middle line, which decides between the two ends of the scales, right and left, in the upper one, Bina, and in the lower one, Nukva. And King Solomon clarified those two females in Song of Songs. But Mochin de Seot do not require interpretation, since there is no number. Hence, both are needed, for by these two kinds of Mochin, wholeness comes. Happy are the righteous who know the ways of the Creator, and in the Mochin of the number, everything appears to those who know the ways of judgment and sentence.
Shutkin?
Silent? Yes.
A
question about the reading. I'm trying to have intentions on connection. And all of a sudden you realize for 3 minutes you're thinking about something else. So in that I try and just quickly shake it off and continue with the reading. So what can I do?
What could you do? Nothing. From the moment you disconnect to the moment you're back in awareness, well, this is how it was done upon you from above. Question, why was it done, Rav? For you to regret it, that you prepare yourself and maybe next time you'll be more connected to the text. And every time you are still connected to the text, for you to have a prayer that you do not want to separate yourself from it, along with you thinking of a chibur. Yes, Amnon.
Amnon
said he had more or less the same question as Yosef. Well, that it's not a problem. The fact we disconnect, well, this is how it has to be. As it is written, from Zion will come the Torah. Zion Yetziot, exits. As you leave and back and exit and back, all these moves, one feel, all these vibrations, one receive additional impression, feelings, etc., thus advancing. All right, this side today is totally in a slumber, right? It's probably Shapira's fault.
I wanted to ask,
Well, let's say
our work between man and his friend and man and his environment. And in the reading of the Zohar, there are the qualities and our work in general, which is the relations between us. Can you shine a light on a person and his environment?
Let me wear to pour it onto, then I'll pour. Question, all is open. Ah, well, it's not like that. You can't treat the light like that, that you can pour it. Now you have to prepare the right kli, the lak. It's not like it's like a vessel of, well, give it to me. Well, no, I don't have a lak. He need to prepare such a lak that as if will suck the light in. It's like this is what it's called. My sons have defeated me, that they obligated me. Meaning, it's not enough that I agree to connect. I want, and for me it has to be most important in my life, and no other action is even close to it, not even worth some of it. No, nothing. Just that. I want to correct the system of Adam HaRishon. I want to correct the whole vessel. On my part, I'm responsible for the whole kli. All the souls, all the system of Adam, and accordingly each on his part. Thus, you acquire on your part the entire kli. What should go through you, the light, the Creator is next to you, and through you, pass the correction, the fulfillment to the entire reality. And accordingly, each and every one. Meaning, you truly need to cause the correction of everyone. To some extent, you need to have a lack for it, and then you'll start participating in it. Yes?
Last period of time, even a long time now, there's a big desire, yearning, more than just the congresses, in every lesson, to feel integrated with the friends and the ten, and it's impossible to even blink. Or it feels every day is a congress, and in our work, on our path, and our exertion to reach connection and annulment, and our yearning turns the prayer into something whole between us?
Of course. More and more we understand, we are focused, we are attuned sharply towards the goal, the means for the goal. Each and every day we're adding more and more discernments. Everything depends on the complete lack that it has to match the Elyon, the upper one, to the very lack as the Elyon, the Achab de Elyon, the Rechem, womb, want to give it to you so that on your part should be the correct or suitable lack to receive from it, according to match, has to be like a socket and a plug. This is how it should be. So gradually we are matching one another. As you say, rightly say, each morning, each lesson, we are sharpening we are rubbing the male and the nukva to enter one another, for them to connect. The Zachar, male, on part of the Creator that want to bestow, and the Nukva on our part, that we want to start connect with Him and start receiving. All right? Where are we?
Zvulun.
שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומניים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב
שבת אחים גם יחד הנה Thank you.